flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. As the Eagles season continues and we get more games, it means we get more Shiel. Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer joins us every Thursday at 3. Shiel, so good to hear your voice, even though I haven't heard it yet. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing pretty good,
man. We're all still working.
Yep.
It's late.
Wait a minute. We're going to be working anyway.
Well, I just meant us as a
Shiel
still calling
right,
yes,
right.
We're still doing a one-week hit.
Right. Shiel, let me ask you this, and try to take you can't take the teams out of it. Going into a game like this, would you rather be the team that everybody thinks is the hot team or the better team?
I would rather be the better team, I think. In the NFL, hot and cold changes on a weekly basis, so I like to look at the whole sample of work, the entire regular season, what we've seen in the playoffs so far. I think that can tell you more about it. It doesn't mean it definitely will. In this case, the Commanders are coming off that big win. But if I had to answer, I would say I would rather be the team that has been better throughout the course of the season.
So let's touch on last week a little bit, and then we'll move to this game. At this point, and, you know, blah, 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 passing game struggled again. Here we are again. It's like the same conversation we've been having for 2 months. Would you agree at this point, with one and potentially two games left, that it is less about can they get the passing game right and more about can they do it the way that they're doing it?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I would be shocked if all of a sudden this week or potentially in the Super Bowl we said, oh, this looks completely different than what we were talking about for those 2 months. And so I think the way they play is going to be the way they play. Now, can it look better? We've seen it look better at times this season. It's not like every game has stunk. It's not like their passing game has been one of the worst in the NFL. It's just been mediocre for most of the time. So that means you have some good games, some bad games. I can go back to that Steelers game and say, hey, that looked pretty good in that game where the ball was coming out on time. You had completion. Jalen Hurts was able to find a rhythm. We've seen in the past where they can hit on explosive plays downfield to A.J. Brown and to Devontae Smith. So it's like you've seen these little pockets of it throughout the course of the season. Now, it hasn't looked great in the playoffs. The weather was a factor last week. But, yeah, it's two games. You're looking for two games where it's good enough to get you victories. It's not about anything other than that once you get this far.
Well, even that first drive, and I forget if it was two passes or three passes, but the Eagles' first drive, which ended on the Hurts run, there were a couple of quick hitter passes in there. I forget if it was three completions or two completions, but it was there was, and they always call them early. It's just a matter of whether we hit them early or not.
Yeah, they had an under center play action, get Jalen Hurts out of the pocket, hit Dallas Goedert wide open, easy completion, 14 yards, and then I don't think they did it again the entire game, or if they did, maybe it was once or twice. So, yes, it is in there somewhere. It's in the playbook somewhere. I'm with you. It's kind of exhausting at this point to have the same old conversations about it, but it just has to be good enough for this game, and then obviously if they win in the Super Bowl.
Any concerns about the defense, Shiel? Coming off of last week, they obviously made some big plays late. Jalen Carter coming up with some forced fumbles and a sack on Matthew Stafford. But any concern with the defense off of last week's performance?
It's less about the defense probably and more about, like, you can play the play right and Jaden Daniels can still make plays. You know, facing this type of quarterback, it can be coached a certain way. And the first, whatever, 2.5 seconds of the play, you can play it perfectly and have everyone covered up, and then all of a sudden he can take off and scramble. I mean, he really might be the best scrambling quarterback in the NFL. I go back to that last matchup they had against them where they had a 4th and 11 and he scrambles, where Jalen Carter is about to, you know, sack him in a big spot and he kind of sidesteps him and takes off. So in terms of the Eagles defense, I just continue to be mostly impressed, very confident. They can win at different levels. They can win, like you said, with Jalen Carter. Their coverage is good for the most part. We'll see if any of these guys, you know, like a Quinyon Mitchell, if he doesn't play, obviously that's going to be a little bit of a concern. But to me, this specific game is more about the guy on the other side and less about, you know, do I think the Eagles defense is going to have a letdown? Because I think they're going to do what they do and play well.
Should we talk about this briefly yesterday? And you, as a, I think you're an interesting person to ask this because you are an aggressive play caller type guy. Given the extra point issues, would you consider, if you were the Eagles, going for two every time you scored a touchdown on Sunday?
Whew, that is interesting. I hadn't thought of that. I don't know what it is because you get nervous about Elliott and then all of a sudden you move it back a little bit and he's crushing yep. those field goals in the fourth quarter. So no, I don't think I would. I would kind of just cross my fingers and hope for the best and say it's not like he's missing all of his kicks. It, you know, I don't know if it's a mental thing or what. But now, I do like when you get the penalty and you move it up, and they've done this typically. I like going for two there. But no, I wouldn't change the entire thing and say, hey, we don't trust him at all to make these extra points. I mean, I don't know what it is on the season. I know he's missed a bunch, but he's probably still making, what, over 90% or whatever it is. So, you know, more likely than not, he's going to make those. Although, it is an X factor in this game. There's no doubt about it.
Well, yeah, and it could have been, you know, it was the reason the Rams were driving for the win and not the tie on Sunday, you know? So, and by the way, if he had hit those two extra points, they would have needed a touchdown and a two-point conversion. So, let me ask you this. If you could, at the end of the game, the top story on Sunday is huge game from Saquon Barkley or huge game from Jalen Carter. Which do you think would be more indicative of an Eagles win?
Huge game from Saquon Barkley or huge game from Jalen Carter. Oh, that's more indicative of it. This is a tough question. More indicative
of an Eagles win.
Eagles win.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to say Jalen Carter, I guess.
Wow.
Because you're wrecking, you know, if he's out there and he's, because that Commanders offense has been really good. That's the strength of their team. And so their defense has not been nearly as good. They got a bunch of turnovers last week, but I do think there are kind of, you know, some different avenues to having a good game offensively. It's a hard question because I still think Saquon Barkley is the main avenue to having a big game. But defensively, if you told me Jalen Carter was punching the football out and had multiple sacks and was just kind of in that game record mode like he was at the end of that Rams game, I mean, the Rams were 13 yards away and, you know, they had really a chance to score a touchdown, and he comes up with two monster plays. So if it's that type of game from Jalen Carter throughout the course of a game, by the way, going up against a backup right guard against the Commander, so it could be that type of game, I think that probably would be more indicative. I don't feel 100% about it, but that's where I landed.
Yeah, I think this game, Shield, comes down to the Eagles defense versus this Washington offense and how we can sort of limit the explosive plays from Jaden Daniels, whether it's in the running game on third or fourth down, or the plays down the field where he throws the ball with pinpoint accuracy to his wide receivers. They hit us with a couple of deep balls in that game. I remember Dyami Brown hit one over Slay up the right sideline for a deep ball. So we like to focus on Jaden Daniels' athleticism, but to me, it's his ability to stand in the pocket and make throws that scares me the most. Vic Fangio going up against Cliff Kingsbury. How do you see that matchup sort of playing out against each other?
Yeah, it might be the prettiest deep ball in the NFL right now, honestly. I mean, he had one last week against the Lions that was beautiful, and you're right. That was one of the first only games all season where you looked at the Eagles' corners and said, wait, they're allowed to give up these big plays. Like, it just hasn't happened. Quinyon Mitchell, they got him on one on the left side there with Terry McLaurin. So both those guys, Daniels is one of the only quarterbacks who came into a game against the Eagles and said, I'm not going to be fearful of taking shots deep. If those guys are out there, I'm going to take my shots with these guys. And he had a lot of success. So I think from Fangio's perspective, you know, Daniels has been excellent against the blitz this season. We saw that last week against the Lions too, that when teams really try to throw five or six pass rushers at him, he either makes a play with his legs or, like you said, he hangs in the pocket and takes the pressure and delivers accurately. So I think Fangio will come into this game and say, let's try to win with our front four. I don't want to get out of my comfort zone, my identity, what I normally do. Let's win up front with Jalen Carter, with these backup defensive tackles who have been playing well, with Nolan Smith, and let's try to get after Jaden Daniels with our four-man pass rush so that we can play a certain way on the back end and limit those explosive plays. So I think that'll be a big part of Fangio's game plan.
Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer with us. Shiel, one more from me before we get your prediction. Is there anything from the Commanders that should give an Eagles fan pause aside from the Jaden Daniels thing that we keep talking about? Is there anything else that worries you there?
There really isn't. It's funny when you talk about it, because I do think Daniels is awesome, and I've had a lot of fun watching him this season. But if you look at it overall, again, their defense has been below average. Now, if you know, it doesn't mean they can't have a good game here. They can. If they get takeaways, they can do that. Their offensive line, I would say, is average and has an injury. They have Terry McLaurin, who is an excellent wide receiver. But other than that, it's like, you know, they have okay players, but they don't have great players at their pass catcher. So I really don't look at anything else on their roster where I say this would be the determining factor. Like, it's hard for me to come up with a scenario, unless the Eagles just play a terrible game, where they lose this game and we're not saying Jaden Daniels was awesome. Like, they need him to be Superman in this game, which he has been at times this season. But that's their one path to victory.
All right. Well, here we go. I was just telling Ike before he came on that as the week, I started off the week scared. I have grown terrified. I wanted the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia, but then I watched the friggin' Commanders-Lions game, and all of a sudden I'm like, well, I don't know. So, the official prediction from Shiel, NFC Championship game, Eagles-Commanders, Sunday, 3 o'clock. Give it to us.
I'll be honest. This is the first time I've come on, and I hadn't had the score already in my head. Normally I have to turn in my picks for The Ringer before this, but I got
Do some work, Shiel. I mean, jeez.
I'm going to do it on the fly. I'm going to do it on the fly here. I think the Eagles win this game. The Cam Jurgens injury is making me a little bit nervous, not knowing what Jalen Hurts' status is going to be and whether he's going to be an impact in the run game. That makes me a little nervous. And Jaden Daniels makes me a little nervous. However, every game this season the Eagles go into, and this will be the case in the Super Bowl, they are the more talented team. And it just feels like when they have these stretches where they're not playing well, usually it's just a matter of time until you get the Saquon run or the A.J. Brown catch or the Devontae Smith catch or the Jalen Hurts run or the Dallas Goedert catch. So many avenues to create a big play. And I think that's going to be a factor here as well. I do think they're going to have to sweat this one out, kind of like they did last week. I like Eagles 27, Commanders 23. Eagles win the game, but do not cover the Jack Fritz special.
It's also the Ike special.
Listen, you hit it last week. I wish I'd have gone with it last week. Yeah. I'm still mad about it.
All right, Shiel. Your lips to God's ears. Hope so. Thank you, Shiel.
All right, brother.
All right, guys. Take care.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one Sunday, man.
Oh, dude, it is.
It's going to be a good one. I just wonder, if I look at our defense, and it really is about Vic Fangio coming up with a scheme that slows down Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. Right?
And it's about our players. And Brandon Graham has said this since the beginning of the year, and I also I know when I'm watching them what he's saying. Mm-hmm. It's not about the scheme. It's about the scheme, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's also about, especially with a quarterback like that, them sort of like playing together and connected,
yes,
and staying, doing the job that they're supposed to be doing,
yep,
which they've done such a good job of, right? I mean, that's how, mm-hmm, that's how when one guy misses a tackle, there's another
Somebody's
guy right there. You know,
yep.
So and you have to be so disciplined against a guy like Jaden Daniels,
do.
You know?
You really do. And I don't expect Vic Fangio to do a lot of blitzing. This kid welcomes blitzes. He's happy.
I think he was like last week, because they blitzed a ton.
Yeah,
I think got
burned on all of them.
His completion percentage was 90%.
Yeah.
I think against the blitz last
week.
Yeah,
like, so he's not rattled by you bringing extra pressure. And those are the dangerous quarterbacks that welcome that was Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Bring an extra guy. You give me a clearer window to throw through versus it being a cloudier window because you got more guys in coverage. Yeah, you only blitz quarterbacks when you can confuse them.
Yep.
When they're not confused, the blitz doesn't work.
Like, he is a pocket passer,
yes,
that can also run really,
yes,
fast.
Yes, yes.
That's what makes him so
That's
tough.
What makes him the absolute most dangerous. Like that's like Mahomes. Like Mahomes can run.
Yep.
But he doesn't run unless he has to run.
That's why I said he reminds me of the evolved Michael Vick, the Vick that we had during the MVP season, who could. You were scared to rush him because he could take off if he wanted to, but he became such a good passer, has such a strong arm, threw such a pretty ball, and that
yeah, but this kid's more accurate.
Like, well, he's also bigger too. He's also bigger.
We got to be smart. We got to be smart when we rush him. Like don't you don't go past a quarterback. You rush to his level and then you come back. It's the mush rush, and you bring. You know what the mush rush is there, Jack?
Yeah, let me know. So it's when.
It's like a half rush. It's not a full, all-out pass rush where you're doing everything you can to get there.
I was a big fan of that in Madden.
You more or less, you rush him, you get to his level, and you just hope to flush him to one of your guys.
Right.
Right? So you want to be able to do that and put more guys out in coverage. This really will be a great chess match between
Kingsbury and
Fangio. Yeah, it will be a good chess match.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. It's actually very, very soon. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. What would you rather be heading into a playoff game, the better team or the hotter team? 70% at better team, 30% at hotter team. 215-592-9494. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Ike, Spike, Spitzy, how you doing, fellas?
Ah, there he is.
Dustin!
Yeah. What's up, Dustin?
Hawk Tua over there.
Hawk
Tua Fritz.
How are you, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Ah, you know, living the dream, man, living the dream. Yeah, listen, Spike, what are you scared from last week? What scares you about this team? That you saw last week that scares you?
Truly? Well, the quarterback is playing like the best quarterback in the playoffs right now, best quarterback in the NFL. And they scored 45 points on the road in their third straight home game against a team that was 15-2. So, and here's the other thing I would say, and this doesn't speak to them being hot, but they have, Ike has brought this up a number of times, this Commanders team has no fear of the Philadelphia Eagles. No. They beat them the last time, and then the time before that, Daniels was hurt, and it was still a close game. I know the final score doesn't look super close, but that was a close game. So that's what has me, they are, and I would say this, I'm probably putting too much emphasis on how I felt the Eagles looked on Sunday, which I only thought they looked okay on Sunday. I felt like Jalen Carter made two big plays, but I felt lucky to get out of that with a win. So if you ask me what I'm nervous about, that is what I'm nervous about.
All right, well, you made a couple points right there. And I'm with you, brother. I'm on your side, so I gotta go after Spike today. But listen, you said last week they put up 45 points, right?
Yes.
Against the team that has 14 defensive players that are on IR or injured right now.
Yep, yep.
It's a full defense and some substitutes. They're hurting. That team shouldn't have been in first place.
You know they scored more points a game this year than we did, the Commanders.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
So it's not like that was some anomaly on Saturday.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. When they quote, I'm going to put quotations around, they did beat us last time we played them. We were missing our starting quarterback. Was that game different when that's – now, granted, we should have won that game.
We scored 33 points, Dustin.
What, before Jalen went out, do you think they were on their way to a victory?
No, but we scored 33 points that game. We didn't lose that game. Kenny Pickett was not great in that game, but Kenny Pickett played fine. We didn't lose that game because Kenny
Pickett did enough to win.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett was not. We didn't lose that game because Kenny Pickett
played bad. Devontae catches that ball on fourth down.
We win the game.
Game is over.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but see, that's getting to my point. What has you scared that they barely squeaked by a win with Kenny Two Gloves? The guy can't grab a football. Everybody's saying, right? So how do they
put up 41 points in a start? Right? Didn't we score 41 against Dallas with Pickett? Mm-hmm. If I'm remembering correctly, I mean,
it's
fine.
Before he came into the game, when we had our all-star quarterback, I was supremely confident they were going to win that game.
He was one of four. Hold on. Just real quick, Dustin. It's not like Jalen was lighting the game up. We scored the touchdown that Jalen was in for that game was a Saquon, busted a Saquon run. Kenny Pickett had one of those as well. I agree with you. I think my gut tells me they probably win if Jalen's in the game. But again, it was Jaden Daniels, the guy who is still playing, is the reason we lost that game. The reason we lost that game is because Jaden Daniels dropped 22 points on us in the fourth quarter. This same team. Look, I'm not trying to talk you out of your thing, but you're asking me why I'm like where the worry comes from as far as them being hot. That these are the things. And I agree the Eagles are the better team. I agree with you 100%. But there's every once in a while you see a team that feels like they have something going on. And this Commanders team feels like they have something going on.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's like and I'm not knocking the Commanders. Like, if they weren't playing the Eagles this week, I can't say I'd be rooting for them because I hate Josh Harris. That dude's the biggest loser of all time. But they do what the kid Jaden Daniels is doing is unbelievable. He's having a crazy year. But he's about to go up against the baddest defense in the land, and they're going. Mm-hmm. Jalen Carter is going to be in his grill, and he's going to be wishing he was back at Ohio.
Mm. I hope so.
At Ohio State.
Yeah, he played at LSU.
Yeah, LSU. I'm getting him confused.
Had me confused for a minute there.
I'm listening to OG Wade explain this four-point process to me earlier, and I'm like, I'm ready to drive off the road. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, we exposed the four-point system.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about either, man.
And then Jack spits in with his finest. What a loser take on the four. Ah, dude, it was great radio.
Jack spits in with his fire.
So on this day, hold on, Dustin.
Back into a corner.
On this day in 1957, the first Frisbee was made. So we have, for next question today, we have Coheed and Cambria tickets. What was the best toy when you were a kid?
Dude, it's even better now because it made me laugh. Spitzy can't even make the sound. But those Nerf footballs that you throw them in there, they go, shh.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Nerf balls. Oh, yeah.
You'll sound like he's in a motorboat back there. Love you guys.
This guy's a problem.
Yeah.
Just letting everyone know.
Yeah.
Manti Dustin.
Did you just get rid of Dustin, or did he get rid of himself?
Yeah, screw that guy. I mean, like,
you're lucky he doesn't call more.
Yeah, no. No, we're going to have a talk off the air.
Spitzy. Now, was he talking about the Nerf ball that had the little tail thing on the end?
Cover, yes.
Because there was another one that had almost like grooves in it that I thought maybe made a noise,
too. Grip it a little bit better.
Yeah.
See, I'm an original Nerf ball guy.
Yeah, of course.
I like the original Nerf ball, man. And Nerf balls were great when they first came out.
They're awesome.
Man, they were awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
So
we used to throw a Nerf ball around here a little bit.
Yep.
Oh, and then what happened, guys? What happened?
Well, we broke the thing.
One of the lights out there.
Yes, in the hub.
Yes.
During COVID.
Yes, it was during COVID. No one was here. No one was injured.
That's how you guys got lucky, because we were toughing it out at work, so you didn't get yelled at for
true.
It, because we
true.
Were the soldiers of WIP's COVID.
And we were putting on a show. I mean, it was...
It was supreme athleticism.
I mean, we were
out there
launching the Nerf ball around here. It took a while for us to break something.
It did. Yeah. It did. We went a long time before we actually. I'll tell you what, though, we didn't get yelled at, but when the big dog comes to you, he doesn't really have to yell.
Yep.
The fact that he knew what happened,
yep.
that put enough fear in both of us, yes.
That was it.
And by the way, I took the bullet. Jack, I left you out of it.
Yeah, he paid for it. Yeah. I was going to let it be broken. I don't
remember whose throw it was that actually broke it.
Oh, I think it was me.
Was it your throw?
Yeah, wow. It sailed a little bit.
It's big of you.
Yeah.
Big of you to admit that.
Well, I couldn't
five years
say
later.
Jack did it.
No, yeah, no. Yes, could you imagine?
Right.
Sell Jack right out. So coming up next, there was an article today about Vic Fangio and what he has done within the Eagles organization that, if you haven't read it, we will give you the points and get Ike's thoughts on what the difference a defensive coordinator can make, not just with the defense, but with the entire attitude of the team. So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frizz.